Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. If you spend any time in Chicago, you know Rick Bayless. Heck, if you've ever watched PBS, I'm sure as far back as the late 70s, you have seen him on TV. He's a restaurateur, author of several cookbooks, TV star, basically a rock star when it comes to the industry of food. Rick, thanks for joining us today, and thank you for pitching in and helping out Pause Chicago.
Oh, thank you so much for the invitation to come on and talk about it, because it's a really fun project. It's a collaboration project that we're doing with Peace Pizza over in Wicker Park. And I know that a lot of people are going to think this is like super weird, but I have created a pizza over there. I'm not known for pizza, except that this is a pizza that I have made for like 30 years now, because it really reflects the flavors of Frontera. But it's what I do at home, and when people come over, especially in the summertime, I'm always making this pizza for it. It's a pizza that starts with salsa verde or roasted tomatillo sauce on the bottom, and then we add some bacon and goat cheese and cilantro and green chili, and it is one of the most delicious things that you could imagine, but it really reflects the flavors that I'm so well known for. But we're doing it over at Peace Pizza that does that New Haven-style pizza. So it's a real collaborative event that we're putting together here.
Yeah, Pause is Chicago's no-kill animal shelter. And I think it's been going on for like 3 months where they've had this Slice to Meet You campaign with the folks at Peace. Yeah, and so they've had celebrity chefs come in and make different pizzas. And does $10 from the price of each pizza go to Pause?
That's what we're doing for this particular one. Well, we had two other chefs that were working with us before, for 2 months before this, but just now we are starting off this one that my what I call the Bayless family pizza. And we have $10 that's going for every pizza is going to be donated, because Frontera Grill has donated some of the ingredients to make this, the salsa verde and whatnot. Other suppliers have done the same thing. So now we're actually able to really raise a lot of money for Pause. And, you know, Pause is an amazing community building organization, because it's a no-kill facility, and I know so many people that have gotten their pets from Paws, and they do all kinds of health work with all these animals that come to their shelter. I will tell you, it's a really impressive organization, and over the last year or so, I've gotten to know them so much better, and I really wanted to do this project to support them, because they create a better community for us here in Chicago, and I love the work that they do.
They really do amazing work. And I love that they put an adoptable dog on every pizza box.
Yes, exactly what it is. So every time you order one of these pizzas, it comes with a picture of one of the animals that you can adopt from Paws.
Kevin Powell is with us. He's in the sports department, but whenever we talk food, man, he's right up to the mic. Yeah, I know you appreciate Rick Bayless as much
course.
As I do.
Love Rick's stuff. Rick, I love that. It seems like more and more often we're seeing, especially some of the iconic restaurant brands in Chicago, partnering together, collaborations. Manny's is doing it with some of the great spots around town. I love that, some of our favorite restaurants in Chicago and brands are coming together and doing cool projects together.
You know, it all started during COVID, that we all had to support one another. And so we started doing really fun things together. And now it's just blossomed into this beautiful thing where I will tell you, the restaurant community in Chicago is second to none. We always support each other. But now we're really supporting each other in really tangible ways and doing these pop-ups and collaborative events with different restaurants around town. And, you know, I'll tell you, the thing for me is that it gets me out of our restaurant and into other people's restaurants and meeting people and spending time. We all work so much that this just gives us a great opportunity to cross paths in a different way and support one another in a much more obvious and bold way.
and helping out an organization that does so much in our community. That's what's cool. So Peace Brewery and Pizzeria, order one of Rick's pizzas and just know that you're helping out Paws Chicago. And Rick, speaking of that and how collaborative things are in what used to be a highly competitive environment, you've been awarded a Michelin star, and we have 7 new restaurants now in Chicago that are getting a Michelin star. What do you have to say about the culture of food in our city and how far we've come?
Well, I think it's second to none, and the one thing that every chef will say that visits Chicago is that we are the most supportive chef community that you will find anywhere in the United States. I'm super proud to be part of it. We have a group of chefs that around town, about 60 strong, that anybody says, oh, we need to raise money for a certain cause, people will come together and do a fundraiser. We're very open. We support one another. And I think we make some of the very best food that you can find anywhere in the United States. So not only are we good cooks, but I think that we're also good community builders, because we see our role in our society here as bringing people together. And if we can bring people together to support a really good cause, we'll do that. But it's really reflected a lot in the fact that we have such good, not just supportive environment, but great cooks. And I always say it has to do with the fact that we aren't, well, yeah, we're all competitive, but we're not competitive in a cutthroat way. We're a very supportive community, and we always like to see that everybody is thriving in our community, and we really do support one another, and we are competitive with one another. But that's what makes food really good in this city.
Right, right. And one of my favorite recipes that you've ever shared with me on the air, probably 15 years ago, has to do with an Easter ham, and it has chipotles and like a cherry jam. Tell everybody about that, because it's easy.
I've forgotten about that entirely. Okay, so cherries and chipotles, most people would say, what do they have to do with one another? I would say they have so much to do. They're like absolutely great friends. So the canned chipotles that you can get, the ones that come in that vinegary tomato sauce, that you just blend that with some cherry jam, and you can glaze a ham with that. And it is so absolutely spectacular. And people will think that you cooked all day long to make this great thing. But it's just the canned chipotles with the cherry jam. They love each other.
They do love each other, and I put it on chicken or anything. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Okay.
So Rick Bayless, get his pizza, and how long will this pizza be available at Peace?
It's running for a month. We just started it yesterday,
good.
And it's running for a month. So people can go over there and support Paws Chicago. It's for a great cause, but it's also really, really delicious. This is what, if you came to my house in the summertime, no doubt I would serve you this pizza. It's my favorite thing. Tomatillo salsa on a pizza is just spectacular, especially when you put it with goat cheese and bacon and all kinds of good stuff.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Rick.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
And it's Peace Pizza, and that's P-I-E-C-E, like a piece of pizza here in Chicago. Okay, women with dense breast tissue, you've been texting me since the moment I spoke with John Williams. The FDA has come out with new guidelines. What does that mean? We'll talk to one of our doctor friends at Northwestern coming up next, but first, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.